Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell us your thoughts first off on that protest and how it went.
Well, initially, earlier in the day, we had information that this protest was going to happen, as well as some information that it had the potential to be somewhat destructive. So within some limited period, we were able to communicate that to the various other law enforcement agencies and begin a coordinated effort to sort of make sure that we were prepared. And so then, as the day wore on, things were relatively quiet, and then ultimately some groups began to gather. They gathered at two different locations, and then ultimately the main point of protest was in front of the city police station. You know, we had been monitoring it. It was relatively peaceful. And so there really wasn't the anticipated violence or destruction that we had initially thought. But as the evening wore on, obviously you could see that there was some impatience and or perhaps some determination on the part of the protesters for an ability to engage in a conversation. So to the credit of the law enforcement, the various divisions, and we were happy to receive assistance from federal and state and county services along with our local, as well as some of our other supporting police departments and towns. So we were prepared for the sites that were initially reported as potential target areas. But as the evening wore on, really the frustration seemed to build over the fact that they weren't engaging. And our law enforcement officers were very professional. They maintained their professional composure. And then ultimately the decision was for myself, as well as the sheriff of the county and the chief of police for the city, to go to the protest site and engage in a conversation with the protesters.
Now, I understand that at the point, the police and you and the Niagara Falls police chief and sheriff's deputies, they took a knee with the protesters. How did that come about?
Right. Ultimately, while we were out there, the conversation began, and then there was the request to join them in taking a knee, which myself, the chief of police, and the county sheriff all did. I think that what each of us believed going in is that this was more than just having a conversation. It had to be more than words. There had to be some action. And the action that was requested is something that we all engaged in. And I think truly, once that occurred, it sort of changed the focus of the gathering. It allowed us to have an open dialogue about some things. And really, for lack of a better way of suggesting it, it sort of changed the temperature of the environment.
How do you think this may help for, let's say, other protests down the road, not just here, but maybe around the country?
Well, obviously, different communities have different variables that come into play if these types of situations happen. You know, there may be other additional underlying problems. There may be outside forces and factors So there's a lot of things that that could impact how a community deals with a circumstance like this. But I'd like to think that, if anything else, the example of our direct engagement, our ability to provide not just words but also actions, can speak volumes. If you think about, if you boil away everything else that happened last night, because I remember after we left the protest site and went back to the communications center, I sat with the city administrator who was with me all throughout this, and we had a live feed of the area, and I saw that folks, there was lights and dancing. So we actually were able, through that conversation and those actions, to turn what was a protest into essentially a rally. And then, you know, the punctuating point was the very people for whom these protesters had arrived to protest were actually engaged in a fist bump line to say goodnight. So it really showed what the power of engagement and conversation and listening can do, I think.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.